Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Get it? The Burt Show.
All right, about Hayden. Now, I know I'm going to be bordering on the line of being slightly obsessed here, but I think I'm doing it in a way that's sly enough to where it can't be considered unhealthy. And I know whenever I approach the subject about sports, because I really want my four-year-old to be involved in sports. I want to complain about having to take him to baseball at 2 o'clock and then soccer at 5:30. I really want that as a father, right? But Melissa has warned me that her dad did that with her brother and, like, I mean, completely ostracized him from any kind of sports, right?
Yeah, he did. I mean, well, first of all, I'm concerned that Bert is calling his son 4 years old when he doesn't turn four until when?
September.
You've been calling him four since, like, February.
Yeah.
He's still three. But, yeah, I had told...
Good point.
Yeah. I had told Bert off air a long time ago how my father, who was athletic, his sport was basketball, so he's a big basketball star in his hometown. And he went into the military, and he's a guy's guy. And then my brother, who is still he's more of a quiet guy who's not as coordinated in the same sports my father was in. I think where I felt like my father failed, when it came to that, was that he didn't look at my brother as my brother to see what he might be good at. Because my brother loves sports. He loves watching sports. But my father was so critical of everything he did when he was young that my brother, you know, was fearful of even trying to be, a guy who does sports himself, because he was not as coordinated as my father. So, you know, instead of making him try to be a basketball player, then my father should have found a way that my brother could have been good at something else, because he had the build. He just didn't have, the skill. He wasn't fast. But there's plenty of things for big guys who aren't fast, positions they can play either in football or something else. But my father didn't really, all he saw was lack of something that my father had. And so I think for Bert, the only thing I've always warned him is, if you come on too strong, and I brought Great Santini, if nobody knows that book and knows that movie, I mean, that's the overbearing father who just, forces the children just to hate
him. To grow up too fast.
Well, he's just so competitive that...
He's competitive with his own children.
It tears apart the relationship.
Exactly.
Right.
And so I think my father was borderline. I mean, sorry to say any negative things about him, but I think he's borderline of being more competitive with my brother and trying to teach him sports that way instead of being a nurturing kind of dad. So my thing with Bert is from day one, as soon as he had a son, Bert wanted that son to be a sports gun. And I think that that's common with most fathers and their sons. I just think that as a guy, you have to understand that I think there's a danger. And if you come on too strong, you're going to do the exact opposite of your intention.
Agreed. And the way it feels now is like, I don't even want him to be good at sports. I just want him to be interested in it. And my son has zero interest in sports whatsoever.
That's not true. Like, when you took him to Piedmont Park, he was into the gymnasts.
Yeah, what Jeff is talking about, and this is part of the history that I have with Hayden, is that I'm being very selective on how I introduce him to sports without pushing it on him. So if I'm watching SportsCenter on ESPN, I'll bring Hayden over to the couch so maybe we can watch together. I don't demand it. but he's got no interest in it. 2 seconds, he's gone. That I understand. What Jeff is talking about is a couple of months ago up at Chastain Park, all these football teams are out there practicing. These Pop Warner teams are out. I mean, there are hundreds of them every single day. So I figure, you know what, if we're around it and he sees kids just a little bit bigger than him playing, maybe he'll start to get a little interested in it, start asking about it. So in a sea filled with hundreds of children sweating, tackling each other, testosterone, mini testosterone flying all over the place.
It's like the testosterone kiddie pool.
Yes.
Right.
It's training pretty much.
Right.
There are three girls in a sea of hundreds of boys practicing their cheering on one end of one end zone. And my son takes a look at all the football players and then makes a beeline over to the cheerleaders and wants to learn how to cheer. So that backfired on me. So now I started bringing soccer balls home just in hopes that maybe if we kick it around a little bit, I'm not pushing him, just put it in front of his face, you know.
Bert Santini.
I joined a softball league on Sunday specifically. I have no interest in playing softball anymore. But I specifically joined it on Sunday just to bring Hayden down so he can watch Daddy play baseball. Now, it worked on Sunday.
It did?
It did work on Sunday because he was there. He was watching. We brought him in the dugout.
Did he bring his baby doll with him to the ballpark?
No baby doll. But if he wanted to, that would have been just fine. But he ran the bases after the game and didn't want to leave the park. So it worked. Worked a little bit.
What do you mean it worked?
He was saying like he didn't want to leave.
In your
like
mission to create an athletic son at work.
That's not what I'm saying. Interest in athletics. Like he could be bad. At this point, I don't even care if he's bad. I just want him to have an interest
Please
in it.
Please save that because if he has an interest and then ends up being bad, you can't go to the next level and say, well, I'm going to get him lessons and I'm going to make him.
I will not be that parent.
Okay.
I will not be that parent.
Oh, bless his heart.
But if he has an interest in baseball and he's just not good at it, you're going to be the one who, you're going to hire Henry Aaron. To, you know, teach him, give him batting practice.
I remember that conversation. Didn't we talk to,
like,
little league parents that were hiring former professional baseball players to coach their kids?
And I was against that. I was totally against that. Because you take
the fun out of it, right.
But what I have found myself doing, and here's where I think I've crossed the line, is that there is a kid that lives on our street, and he's, like, 6 years old, and he's really into sports. And I find myself borrowing our neighborhood kid and bringing him over and, like, playing ball with him in front of my kid.
Dude.
Just in hopes.
Are you kidding me?
You're creating a great spectator.
You're kidding me that you were bringing another child into your yard and playing with him in front of Hayden.
Well, yeah. I mean, Hayden can play if he wants, but we set up the soccer net and kick the ball around a little bit.
So let me get this straight. When your wife, Stacy, reads in a
book.
You
are obsessed.
Your wife, Stacy.
I just want him interested.
Reads in a book. One of her many manuals on how to raise kids, right? She reads in multiple books. That as a father, you should bring Hayden into the bathroom to show him how to use the bathroom. You have a problem doing that.
Yes. Well, she wanted me to go number two in front of my child.
Because that's what all the child psychologists and the medical professionals say.
No. That was her own idea.
That was just her.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've never read a book that said to do that.
Okay. So you were nervous doing that, but he can still poop in the garage as long as he sees you kicking the football around with the 6-year-old.
I don't care where he poops, so long as he has a bat in his hand while he's doing it.
But you did say that his natural interest in sports so far has been in NASCAR.
Yes.
And in racing, and then he's really into that. Like, if that's on TV, he's all about it. Baseball, football, basketball, he couldn't care less.
And I think it's because he's seen that Cars movie now 4 times. So I was watching SportsCenter a couple of weeks ago, and they were showing highlights of a NASCAR race, and he just stopped what he was doing and then sat on the couch with me. We watched NASCAR, and now I've started to TiVo NASCAR for him.
See, because my thing is, like, if as a parent, I'm not a parent, but as a parent, I would think if I was wanting my child to be interested in sports, that I would take on that natural interest, regardless if it started from a Disney movie, and focus on that.
He just doesn't know he has natural interest in the other sports yet.
Oh, my God. You sound like such a suburbanite.
He just needs to be introduced to it.
When Hayden is on the psychologist's couch listening to these tapes, Hayden, this is Melissa. I defended you from day one, honey.
How would you know you have a natural interest unless you see your dad playing baseball with the neighborhood kid?
Unless it's forced on you. How do you know that you like that unless someone forces you to
Your natural interest should be that of your father's.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying give it a shot first.
He's
sorta.
Three.
He's four.
He is
no,
three.
Years old. Three.
When you're 20 Why years old and you are a month and a half away from being 21, you, don't you say I'm 21.
No, you do, but your parents don't.
You are already not accepting the fact that he's three. You're
he's
already
four.
Pressuring him to be a four-year-old. He's not four.
He's been three long enough.
Oh, my God.
And he was a preemie, so he's not even really four when he turns four.
Oh.
He's caught up quick.
Yeah, your kid's like two and a half, dude.
Hey, Jan, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I feel Melissa's frustration. I think that part of your concern has to do, you know, Hayden is three, and kids four. At three, 2 and 3 years old like to run and jump and tumble, so of course right. he's interested in gymnastics. Now, kids can't even play an organized sport until they're five, and I think there's a reason for that.
No, that is not true. They can play soccer at 4 years old.
Bert, let her finish.
He's not four yet, though.
He's almost four.
He isn't.
He's four.
Now, I do want to say that I think also, not only the tumbling, but I wonder if he was gravitated toward the gymnast at the park because that was the one thing you weren't looking at.
So
I think he's even exerting independence at three because that was the one thing you weren't paying attention to and not in. And not because I'm just assuming that while you were at the park, you were saying, hey, Hayden, look at those baseball players. Hey, Hayden, look at them playing over there. Hey, Hayden, look at that bat. Wouldn't that be fun to swing? And then the only thing you weren't looking at was those women tumbling.
So in order to alienate him from wanting to be a cheerleader, I have to dress up as a cheerleader
no.
when he walks into the house, and I will do
no,
it.
No, I'm just saying that I think you don't realize how much you're still subtly forcing
You're
something
saying
upon
that
him.
you want to be able to go to the games and have to take him to practice at 2 o'clock and on the week. And then every Saturday morning I have to get up early and take him to a game. You can do those same things if he is a cheerleader. Like, he doesn't have to be a player.
I don't think it had anything to do with the sport. I think it had to do with the fact that that was what, you know.
What you should do is
try to. Daddy wasn't pointing him to.
You should motivate him to be the best in his field. Like, if he's going to be a cheerleader, he should be one of the cheerleaders with the ribbon. You know what I mean? Like, instead of just a pom-pom cheerleader.
Well, the ribbon and the ball, because I think that takes right. a lot of talent.
If he was going to be an Olympic champion at that whole ribbon thing, then I would support that.
Okay.
I would
champion.
Support that.
Yeah.
He has to be good.
Now, he does walk around on his tippy toes a whole lot,
yeah.
doesn't he?
Uh-huh.
Does he still do that?
Yep.
So if he was a ballerina, would you be okay with that?
No.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I would like him to play baseball and football and soccer. But if he's going to be if he's going to be in the ballet, he's going to be in the ballet. That's the way it's going to work around here.
He's a little fella, though.
You're saying the words. I just don't think anybody's buying them.
Because there's a truth, and there's like I want him to be a baseball
Take him
player.
To
but
Atlanta
if he's
going to
be in ballet,
Speedway.
Then he's going
to
be
Take him to
in
Atlanta
ballet.
Motor Speedway.
I made the call yesterday.
Okay.
Hey, Tracy, good morning. You're on all the hits, Q100.
Hi. Hi, I've got a six-year-old who's been playing baseball since he was four, and I see nothing wrong with it as long as you don't push him into something he doesn't want to do.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Like,
That's
I'm not
exactly
pushing
what
him.
You're doing.
No, I'm not. I'm introducing him. I'm just exposing him.
That's what we did when my son, he was three about to turn four, and he played pre-T-ball, and it's nothing where
pre-T-ball.
They keep score, anything
God.
Like that.
What the hell is that.
It was just to introduce him to baseball to see if he would like it, and he did, and he's been playing ever since.
I shoved a soccer ball into my wife's uterus when the kid was just a fetus. Let him kick that around a little bit. Move the placenta out of the way and get cold.
Now, I'm a big sports fan. If I had children, I would want them to be involved in sports. I just think, based on my brother's experience and watching him, you know, because I think he suffered because of that, feeling like his father didn't accept him for who he was.
And I hear
that
your words every
I would
time.
Pay more attention to what my child was naturally gravitated towards. So that's why I say that if the only thing he has dropped everything for is NASCAR, I can't believe I'm saying this about NASCAR, but push him in the direction. I mean, not push him, but expose him to more NASCAR stuff. You were pushing baseball on him because that was your sport.
I'm not pushing. I'm exposing. Playing with the neighborhood kid, borrowing the neighborhood kid is just exposing him.
Do you really believe that?
No.
Okay. If I was a kid and I saw my father playing with another kid, I'd be like, why didn't daddy love me?
No, I mean, it's not like Hayden's sitting in the living room while the kid is outside in the backyard. I mean, we're all out there together. It's just that
Hayden's off to the side.
Interest.
Hayden's off to the side working on his pirouettes.
He's cheering, right?
Get it? The Burt Show.
Jamie Massey here.
Uh-oh.
We have told you before that the history of Jamie Massey's dating life is not sad. It's laughable.
No, it's pretty sad, too.
But it gets to a point where it's so sad that you just have to embrace it and laugh about it.
Well, it's kind of dysfunctional. I can't figure out why. Like, I don't know if you have a type or, like, something that attracts you to these guys that they just end up being losers.
Yeah, I definitely have been on a run.
Well, isn't
for
like,
sure.
Isn't, like, the true definition of, like, craziness is when you do the same things over and over and over again and you expect different results, right? Well, at least Jamie Massey here is trying something new. Why don't you tell them what you're trying, Jamie? Because married guys aren't working out for you.
Yeah, yeah. There was the date with the guy who told me in the middle of dinner he was married. There was the guy that stiffed me for the check. And so, you know, gone a little younger.
How old are you?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
First of all, I'm 28 years old, and I'm through a friend of a friend was I met this boy, and he's
literally
so cute.
Yes.
He's not a boy.
You were walking in to see Pirates of the Caribbean, and he was there to see Cars.
Shut up.
And she was going to an R-rated movie, and he went to sneak in on her ID.
He's 20.
20 years old.
20 years old.
It's not quite Mary Kay Letourneau material, but it's close.
He is so hot. I can't help it.
See how the rules are totally broken?
Where'd you see him? In Hollister?
I met him through a friend of a friend. And I've gone out with him like 3 times.
This is a guy you've gone out with 3 times uh-huh. now.
Dude, he's the best. He gets like out of all the drivers at his store, he earns the most tips. He's awesome.
Sometimes you let him drive? Are you teaching him how to drive a clutch?
Okay, so 28 and 20 is not that bad. He's like your little hot summer fling, right?
Yeah.
Do you love him?
All right, hold on a second. Hold on. We got to back up a second. Because in the post-show meeting yesterday, 28 and 20 was a way bigger deal than it appears to be on the air
well,
right now.
Well, what really got me thinking about it was the fact that when I got my first car and I learned to drive at 16, he was 8.
Okay. Well, it's not the age difference that flips me out. It's the thing that she's not confessing about the 20-year-old.
Oh, we just haven't gotten there yet.
Okay, good.
We're still on the age thing.
Now, even before we get to that, Melissa, you think 28 and 20, it doesn't matter if the woman is older.
I try to be consistent. Like, if I'm, icked out by a 28-year-old guy chasing after a 20-year-old girl, then I can't be different if it's a 28-year-old woman and a 20-year-old guy.
It is different.
You know, you call it...
No.
You don't think it's any different?
I don't think it's different.
Yeah, it's... Wait, hold on. Whose side am I on? Melissa still thinks it's icky?
Yes.
Yeah, it's still icky.
You still think
okay,
it's
wait
icky.
A second. The icky formula is what? Take half of your age,
seven?
Which is 20. Okay, plus 7.
I haven't done this yet.
What?
You're okay.
So she's okay because 17 is the youngest she can go, but still.
That's really icky. See, that would be icky. 28 and 20, he's very mature.
But you're like,
but he's still using his fake ID.
You're borderline icky to the point where it's still gross. Like it's like a piece of chicken that's just raw, still like in the very middle. Like
you're still going to eat it.
You're probably not going to get that sick, but you'll still throw up a little in your mouth.
He can't even go out with you.
Yeah, like when you go to 11:50 and do your gigs, I mean,
well,
they're going to stop him right at the door.
We've only gone out like 3 times.
And what did you guys do when you went out?
Chuck E. Cheese?
Chuck E. Cheese. No.
Did he get stuck in the little tunnel? Did you go up and save him?
Did you take him to the Disney store?
Y'all are funny. It all started because he had never seen Lost Season 2, and I have it on my iPod, and I was like, well, you can come over sometime and watch it. And I knew how old he was, and I wasn't expecting it to be like a dating thing. And then I just kind of got a little crush on him.
You are such a predator. That's what you are.
So when
you're a little boy, I have a toy that I want you to look at.
So like when you, so you're, it's not a date. So you don't get all dressed up or anything.
Yeah.
And he's coming over. Uh-huh. And then when his mom's car pulled up, did you get nervous or excited?
She just gave him his passy. It's okay.
Well, she felt nervous because she had to have him home by 10 o'clock and it was already 8:30. Things had to progress quickly. Now, normally when you go out with a younger guy, let's be honest, there's one reason why you go out with a guy that's young. It's because he's good looking.
He's hot.
You just said how hot he is, and a lot of women in the audience are thinking, well, he's a young stud. No wonder she's going out with him.
And dude can go the distance. That's the reason why older women go out with younger guys, because they can go the distance. How far is his distance, Jamie Massey?
He doesn't have a distance.
What do you mean?
You say it, but I don't want to say it because I'll look like a
hoe. Is he a virgin?
Yes.
Are you going to deflower him?
No.
So he's 20 and he's a virgin and he's saving himself?
Yes.
For marriage?
Yes.
So my
have you guys done anything? Like
what's the point?
That's what I said to her. I said, look, if you're sexually frustrated now, wouldn't you rather be sexually frustrated alone rather than this hot piece of 20-year-old meat in front of you that you can't do anything with?
Well, that's sucks. The only reason you're dating hot piece of 20-year-old meat in the first place right. is to, you know.
Well, you can still do the old high school stuff.
Summer
like,
fling.
Like he can
summer loving.
Touch you above your bra, the dirty pant rub, all those things.
Dirty pant rub.
It's a nicer way of saying dry hump.
Oh.
Delete that.
So you, I mean, there's really, I don't understand.
I know. It's very frustrating. And I'm still figuring all this out. I mean, it's only been like three times.
Now, wait three a second.
Wait,
I'm
wait,
still
wait.
Figuring what out? That he's just, I mean.
I just am learning all of these things. I don't know.
There must have been a point where you were so aggressive that he had to say, wait. I am waiting until I am going to be married.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, in 3 days, that normally wouldn't come up. Right. So I'm assuming that you jumped on him like a shark on chum. And he said something like, wait a second, I gotta set the record straight.
Yeah, how did it come up?
Yeah, I want to know how that conversation started.
What's the normal amount of time that that passes between Jamie Massey meeting a feller and mounting him?
Oh, my God. I am really uncomfortable with this conversation right now. No, it actually just came up in normal conversation.
How does it come up in normal conversation?
We were watching Lost or something like that, and
Dora.
We're watching Dora. It was my favorite episode of SpongeBob. No,
this thing just doesn't come up in normal conversation.
Well, I think it became like kind of a religious talk. Like it turned to a bit of a religious talk, and he said, "Yeah, by the way, I'm saving myself for marriage." And I was like, saving what? So that's kind of how it turned out.
Okay, wait. Now, I want to know what you say after he says that. Well, are you like, oh, fabulous.
Well, hold on. Let me get dressed. That's the first thing she says.
No, to be honest with you, he said, I'm saving myself for marriage. And I was like, why? And I felt like, you know. A 28-year-old single woman with a hot 20-year-old dude, you're right. Going to be like, dude, why?
You have to make a plea, sure.
Yeah, but see, then you come to the fact, and I thought about that, like making that plea, you know, come on, dude, seriously. You know, and what Jeff said earlier, but if
what did I say earlier?
You were talking about deflowering a young man, but if he has made this decision and has lasted, you know, 20 years, good-looking guy, gone all the way through high school and into college, you know, keeping himself. I cannot be the one
to
do that.
He hasn't lasted like 20 years.
Yeah, he's lasted like six. Well, nowadays, he's lasted eight.
Yeah. Lasted eight. So, but I could not do that because, like, say he felt guilty about it, he would resent me for the rest of his life.
No, I don't think that you should do him. I think that you should stop dating him because... What I don't understand is, like, after he drops the big V-bomb, the virgin bomb, and that he's saving himself, like, where does it go from there? Like, have you gone out with him again since then?
Don't I turn into, like, a complete bitch if, like, all of a sudden I'm, like, won't date him anymore because he doesn't do that?
Yes.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah, but, yeah, all
like,
he's
going to
do is tell his other 17-year-old virgin friends.
I mean, who cares? Like, are you looking for a long-term, meaningful relationship with a 20-year-old?
No.
You're going to be the biggest bitch on MySpace. I wouldn't worry about it.
It was just a nice guy. He was fun to hang out with. And I, like, you know, it's not been, like, this big serious, like, oh, my God, I'm, you know.
Is there a possibility that he just said he was holding out to make himself even more attractive to her?
That's brilliant.
No.
Yes.
Because the thought came to my mind, are you sure he's not lying?
No. No.
No.
You don't play the religious card to like be a hottie. I mean, that just doesn't go.
Hold on a minute.
How was it? Wait a second. How was it confirmed?
The friend of a friend who introduced me told me it confirmed it. Because I asked. And they were like, oh, yeah, he's like a really, really good guy. And he's really.
It doesn't make you bad to have sex, but he's like.
You're not looking for a really, really good guy right now. A 20-year-old really, really good guy. You're not looking for that.
Yeah, well.
Hey,
Melissa. You should go on the other end of the spectrum. You should date 60-year-olds.
Hey, Melissa, go ahead.
I am about to turn 30, and I am actually married to a 23-year-old, and he was a virgin when we started dating.
And how long did it take you to rob that of him?
6 months.
6 months.
How old was he when you first started dating?
He was 20.
But you know you weren't going, I mean, you knew that in your head as soon as he told you that he was a virgin that that was going to change if you were going to continue to date him.
It was one of those where I had been married, so I was like, I'm not, you know, maybe I'm not cut out to be your date. And I told him that. And I had been divorced. And so I just kind of was like, well, I'm obviously not. And he just said that, you know, he really had never found someone, is what his point was, is he never found someone who made him say, you know, yeah, I'm willing to go that far. But
was his for religious reasons?
Partially, but it was he got over the religious reasons when he fell in love, I guess.
I bet he did.
He found love, I don't think that's all he found.
Was there any amount of guilt on your part after the first time?
No, actually there wasn't.
Was there any amount of guilt on his part after the first time?
There wasn't, and it was actually 6 months later that he asked me to marry him, so we weren't even engaged. And I was actually really worried about the guilt, and he was just like, no, I'm totally in love with you, and I feel completely comfortable. So
what have you learned from this, Jamie Massey, that if it does happen, it will be guilt-free?
Awesome. And then he will ask you to marry him.
A not so awesome.
Hey, Dolores.
I'm not married ever.
Hey, Dolores, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Hey, no, I'm going to tell Jamie, don't do it. Just don't do it. Let somebody else be the person to take it from them, but don't do it.
Yeah, no, I don't want to be that person. That's too much pressure.
That is too much pressure. But, I mean, just mess around with them. Make out, but don't take it from them.
Mm. So it's okay for a 28-year-old to make out with a 20-year-old, in your opinion?
As long as your braces don't get locked together.
Well, we recalculated because in my mind, I was basing it on his age, the icky factor, not her age. And we realized that...
It's 28. It's her age in half. 14 plus 7 is 21.
So you're in the icky factor.
So it is icky.
That's the calculation for the icky factor. So you are...
And that goes either way. If the guy's older...
Yeah, I know how that works.
Okay.
heard of that before.
She's done the math. She don't care. Caitlin, good morning. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Good morning.
Morning.
I think y'all should leave Jamie alone because if she's hot enough to get a 20-year-old, then you got to give her props.
Yes.
No, I mean, I give her all the compliments in the world. I just think that she is adding to her frustration. I mean, he's that good looking. You obviously don't have a lot in common with this guy. There's one reason to go out with him, and he's denying you that based on the Bible.
Well, I'm still a senior in high school, and... I, look for guys that are still virgins. Like, that's good for me. So I don't think you should steal it from him because that's awesome that he's, chosen to wait for marriage.
Well, Jamie can set y'all up.
Give me his number.
Good morning. You're on All the Hits Q100. Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
What's up?
No, really. Honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Let that go.
Let it go?
Let it go real quick. Honey, run in the other direction and find you another 20, 21, 20, 19, for God's sakes. But get you some ass and get it quick.
Right. If you've learned nothing from listening to The Burt Show today.
I'll remember that last call.
There's the nugget of wisdom.
Go get you some ass.
Get it quick.
Awesome. Are you going to officially dump him? Or are you going to?
It's not even to the breakup dumping point, you know. I mean,
just write him a note, fold it up with a little tuck underneath it, pass a little it tab so you can pull it out.
You're on The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino. America's social
casino. All right, so for the guys that are going to be getting ready today to go out this weekend, get their groove on, maybe they're going to go out to Vision and party with Phone Hottie Wendy for her 21st birthday or whatever. Guys, if you're going out to hook up, you got to pay attention to this list. And ladies, you're going to agree with me on this one because I read it and I'm like, yep, yep, yep. It's 7 body parts that men don't think that women notice, but we do. We notice these on you guys, okay? So we're just going to just go right down this list. And you guys help me out here if you've got any advice to contribute for the guys. We're helping out the guys. We're going to help them hook up this weekend.
And this is the, like, you had read just one?
Yeah, I just read one of them to Jeff, and yeah, he liked it. Okay, so
these are parts that women notice on guys.
Women notice these on you guys, but you guys don't think you have to do anything to take care of these body parts, but you do.
Okay.
Number one, eyebrows. Okay, fellas? You don't have to have them sculpted. Certainly, we don't want you to have thinner eyebrows than we do. But you should never, never, never have a unibrow. And if they're completely, completely overgrown, you can go in and get them trimmed up a little bit. You could even probably trim them yourself.
Don't try that.
No.
I wouldn't. That's dangerous. That's on your face.
Do you get your eyebrows cleaned up?
I do.
Where do you go to get it done? You're like,
I don't even know the name.
He doesn't want to give his secrets away.
It's in the plaza where the Whole Foods is in Sandy Springs.
Yeah. Is it like a nail shop that also does like some eyebrow stuff? Or is it just
the Home
eyebrow,
Depot on Lindbergh?
An eyebrowist.
It's a nail shop.
Uh-huh.
It's where Jessica goes, so that's where I go.
So the Whole Foods Shopping Center at Sandy Springs?
Yeah.
Huh. So guys, you gotta clean them up.
You know where in the back, there's the Canton Cook's Chinese restaurant?
Okay.
Right next to it, there's the...
whatever the place is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's right there.
Huh. It's not embarrassing as a guy to go in and get your eyebrows done?
I'll admit it. The first time or two, it was like a little traumatic. But then like every now and again, you'll pass another guy or something. So like I agree with this list, and you can thank Jessica for my agreement of it, because as a guy, if you go in to get some of this stuff done, you will eventually notice other guys in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, okay, well, this is cool.
Like, and it's like if Jen says, if the woman is paying attention to it, I mean, it's an investment into your sexual life.
Right.
Yeah, I know that's what guys' most important thing is.
Exactly. All right, 2 on the list is your nails. She's going to notice if you've got long, long fingernails, if you got dirt underneath them, if they're yellow, if they're hideous. Long, dirty nails just are a sign to a woman that you normally aren't touching a woman. Okay. Like, you are not hooking up very often if you got long, dirty, crusty fingernails, and she doesn't want those rubbing all over her body. And that's what you want to do with your hands, right? So clean them up and go to the nail shop.
Yep.
Again, same place.
Yep.
You can get the eyebrows done and the nails done. Now, I have never been able
because
to.
Because I agree with that. And that's men or women. I mean, if you don't, The whole unkept, no.
You got to take care of your hands.
Take care of your hands because people will notice your hands than they notice other things.
I can't bring myself to go in and get a pedicure. I know I need to
eventually. You should.
I don't know, because my biggest nervous habit is biting my nails, and I've always done it my entire life, and I know I need to, so they're not long.
No, pedicure's just, your feet. Toenails?
Manicure.
No. Okay.
I'm very flexible.
Okay.
Can I see you bite your toenails?
All right, next on this list is dry skin. Okay, so we need to, debunk the fact that men don't have beauty products. It's okay for you to have moisturizer.
Right.
Don't you think?
Right.
And
if I can add my two cents,
you got to add some moisturizer with some SPF in it, okay? To, make sure you don't
really
get all
burned. Really starting to feel self-conscious sitting near Jen Hobby, because I feel like she's going to be very critical of me.
Why?
Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm ashy.
No. Women just notice dry skin. So get some moisturizer. She'll definitely appreciate that. Now, this one Phil just actually touched on, but women notice your jacked up feet.
Mm.
Okay. It's summertime. Men are wearing mandals.
Mm.
And if you got jacked up toes and you got jacked up toenails and they're dirty and they're crusty, We notice them, and that can be a definite turnoff.
Let me try to sell the whole manicure pedicure package this way, because I honestly, there's the wax
and like for Phil, manicure is for your hands, and pedicures are for your feet. Right?
Like, if you're, this is either for guys who are like on the fence about it, or for women who are looking for a way to sell their guys on it.
I'm looking for a way, because my husband takes care of his hands and his feet at home.
Yeah.
But I think it would really be good. Like, I think he would enjoy it, and it would be awesome if he went. But there is no way I couldn't get him in there kicking and screaming.
But I like, maybe the first time you need to do it is you do it like at a real nice salon. You don't go to like one of those nail shops type of thing. You know, like the nail talk and tan type of a place.
Right.
In every other strip mall. But like go to like a nice salon type thing.
Like a Spa Sedel type place.
And take your guy, you know, give your guy a gift certificate. And the sell is for, I don't know, 30 minutes. Like, he is going to have a woman paying physical attention to him, rubbing, like, because they massage and they put, like, oil on and the whole
Sometimes paraffin.
Yeah,
and
there's going to be a whole, like, for 30 minutes to an hour, there is going to be a woman focused on giving him physical attention.
Right.
And every guy likes that. Mm-hmm. So, it's the initial, like, I know this makes me sound very Bert-like, but it's the initial, like, get in there and get it done. You know what I mean? Like, it's the initial, get it done, and then once you're done, no reason to be scared.
There's a woman paying attention to you, and then in the end, there'll be another woman paying a lot more attention to you because of what you've done.
And I don't know if you've had this experience, Jeff, but when I get finished with the manicure pet, I can't stop looking at my hands and my feet. Do you do that? You look at them, and you're like, man, yeah, they look good.
I think the difference is with, because you guys will get all polish and stuff.
Right.
Guys just get their, you know, nails cut and stuff. So I don't think I do that.
Right. All right. So fix your jacked up feet. Also, ear and nose hair. Women notice this kind of stuff. It's the same thing as women that have visible facial hair. It's not going to be really attractive to you guys if a woman's got like a bunch of facial hair. So it's the equivalent. If we look and you've got nose hair popping out and ear hair popping out, same thing as woman having a mustache.
Clean it up.
Yeah. Exactly.
Groom yourself.
The next one on the list is yellow teeth. Stained and yellow teeth are a huge turnoff for women. So, you know, get some of those Crest white strips or some whitening toothpaste or something like that. Mouthwash, you know, take care of it. And then the last thing on the list of parts that men think women don't notice, but we really do, is back hair. Even if you got a shirt on, if you got a tuft of hair sticking out the back of your collar, she's going to notice it, and it's going to definitely diminish your chances of hooking up this weekend.
We're sitting at a deck at a restaurant this weekend, and there was a dude sitting next to me, and there's some guys were just hairy, and you could see the shave line right at his neck, like right around his entire neck where he would shave all the way down to here, and sprouting up from underneath his collar, like it was a fur turtleneck coming
like,
out
like
of
he's wrapped in a towel underneath there.
Yes, was hair just coming out of everywhere. And it was a dude, and he was with his wife, and I was like, that annoyed me.
It's one of those things that if you got that, you know, creeping out the top of your shirt, she's totally gonna notice it and think about what it looks like with your shirt off.
Just so you know, the majority of guys who listen to that were doing a yes no thing in their head, and there are a lot of guys who went 0 for 7 who are really going to have a hard time going out this weekend.
Just fix it.
I know you wanted that to be a helpful, nice, kind list, but there are guys who are like, I don't even have a chance.
Right,
I got a hairy back, yellow teeth.
Here you go. Eyebrows, nails, dry skin, jacked up feet, ear and nose hair, yellow teeth, and back hair. 7 things you guys got to take care of because we notice, we pay attention.
Perfect. Thanks, Jen Hobby.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
I don't remember. Do you guys remember what we were talking about yesterday?
Locked out of the house.
Jen Hobby told a very funny story about a friend of hers who got locked outside the house. And so our intern Jennifer stepped up because she had a story about that. This is her talking to us yesterday.
Yeah, well, I was babysitting and the kid and I were playing in the yard and the ball went over the fence or something. And he got pissed and ran inside the house and locked me outside.
How old was he?
About 10.
So you're trapped.
So I was locked outside the house, and so like I had to go to the neighbor's house and be like, the 10-year-old kid locked me out of the house.
404-741-1005. I have never babysat in my life. I don't know how I was okay with that. Well, I'm an only child, so I didn't have any siblings to deal with. And there were so many kids.
Deal with.
I like the way you said that.
And there were so many kids on our street, like girls on our street, right, who were like babysitters that I never got roped into. My parents were going out with the neighbors and I had to watch the neighbor's kid or something. So there were always girls willing to do it for whatever. So I never had to deal with the adventures of babysitting, to take it from the movie.
I did.
Believe it or not, one time. I actually babysat one time, two little boys, and it was one time.
It scarred you for life?
Because I'm the youngest, and so I didn't have to babysit any younger siblings. So I wasn't used to younger siblings, and most of my friends didn't have younger siblings. So most of my friends were the babies of the family, too. So little kids still intimidate me, and so I...
Sing that.
And so, yeah. So, I mean, the kids survived. The parents came home. The house was okay. You know, like I said, they were still alive. So, I mean, it was successful, but I only did it one time.
Yeah, I babysat for most, I mean, everybody, we were earlier talking about our first jobs and our, like, crazy first jobs. All of my first jobs were all babysitting.
Your friends have, like, a babysitting business?
No, we didn't have a club or anything, but my mom is a teacher, and so, of course, we knew lots of families through the school. My mom's an elementary school teacher, So anyway, so I always babysat for the kids in her class and all the different families at her school and everything else. But I think the biggest adventures in babysitting nightmare, and that's what we want right now, right?
Absolutely.
404-741-1005. Commiserate with me and intern Jennifer with your adventures in babysitting story, sir, nightmares.
Yeah, and I know we're going to get like the first call. Hey, Aaron.
Hey.
The first call is another lockout call, but how long is it going to be before we get the dad tried to make out with me on the drive home?
Well, that was about to be mine.
Come
really?
On.
Really?
I'll tell you about it in a second.
All right, Aaron, let's hear it.
I was babysitting, and it was an overnight job. We were letting the dog out one last time. The little girl was 9 years old. We got locked out of the house. It was 10:30. We had to call her parents. We're in New York and find out if they had a key somewhere outside in the house. They didn't. So I had to break in, but all the while my car was open. Their cats got locked in my car. When we finally got into the house, the cats were locked in my car and used the back of my car as a litter box all night long.
Oh, God.
Oh, and I didn't find out that the cats were in my car until we realized they were missing at about noon the next day.
Oh, God.
So they were in my car for about 14 hours.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, you didn't get that smell out, right?
No, it did. I had like a 12-pack cardboard box in the back of my car, and the cats used that, fortunately. So I didn't have to clean a whole lot. It just stunk really bad for a while.
All right. Thanks for the call, Aaron.
Wow.
Thanks.
Hey, Elizabeth.
Yes.
Let's hear your... this one is still hurting you.
I was babysitting a 6-year-old who we were playing outside. He got upset and locked me out of the house. Luckily, the parents had a spare key. When I got into the house, he had crawled out of his bedroom window on the second floor to the roof of the house.
You're 6 years old?
I had to climb out onto the roof to get him back in.
Oh, God.
Oh, my. That's horrible.
Let me ask you a question, Elizabeth. How much were you making?
I think $4 an hour.
Yeah.
$4 an hour, and that's what you're crawling on the roof to rescue a squirmy 6-year-old.
Absolutely. That's why I don't want kids now.
Hey, Carolyn.
Yeah?
What's up?
Not much.
Let's hear your story.
I went to the first time for a house to babysit for a young girl, and it was a single mom, and she showed me where everything was in the house and then proceeded to show me where the handgun was. It was loaded.
No.
And let me know that if her ex-husband showed up, to shoot first and ask questions later.
Oh, my God.
You have got to be kidding me.
No. God. I went once, and I called her back and said, sorry, I don't think it's going to work.
Yeah, your $4 an hour is not going to be worth it, lady.
Right.
No. And thank God now I'm up to 10.
A manslaughter charge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. She showed where the handgun was. She was making $4. Maybe I get a tip if I killed her ex-husband.
I guess I was, 14, 15 when I was maybe younger babysitting, and there was a family I was babysitting for, and the little girl that I was watching was 2 or 3 years old. So we put her to bed at like 8 o'clock or whatever, and she still had the baby monitor, so I was downstairs watching TV or going through their pantry, whatever you do when you babysit, and I had the monitor sitting right beside me. And so it's probably 10 o'clock at night, and the family said they'd be home about midnight. Girl's been asleep for a couple hours, and I start hearing through the little baby monitor, hey, do you want to hear a story? Do you want to hear a story? Come on, just go to bed and you can hear a story. And I just pick it up, and I'm looking at it. I'm like, straight out of a movie. You can see, like, the volume bar is moving from the baby monitor. I have one. The little girl who's asleep in her bedroom, she has the only other one.
If the call just came from inside.
And the voice just keeps saying, just go to bed, and we'll tell you a story, and we'll tell you a story. So I'm, like, 14 years old. I'm flipping out. I'm thinking in my head, okay, somebody's broken into the house. Katie was the little girl's name. I'm thinking she woke up, and they're trying to put her back to sleep by saying, well, read you a story if you close your eyes. So being the Rambo that I am, I run in the kitchen, grab a knife, and then I go running upstairs to her room or peek around the corner, and she's just sound asleep. So I'm still looking at my baby monitor. I'm going, what is going on? It is the neighbors next door.
On the same channel or something?
There was interference on the lines.
Oh, my God.
So they were trying to put their son to sleep, and I could hear their baby monitor trying to put him to sleep, telling him a story. But I flipped out.
That'll cause you a little nervousness.
Yeah.
Hey, Jessica.
Yeah.
What's up?
What's up?
Yeah. I was babysitting two little boys or whatever, and I went in the kitchen to cook them, you know, something to eat for dinner.
Right.
Uh-huh. And I set them down to watch cartoons in the living room. And I come back in the living room, and the oldest, who had to be like 6 years old, has pooped on himself and smeared it all over the wall.
You are kidding me.
No. And so I had to call their parent. I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do? You know, what's going on? She's like, I meant to tell you, he's just going through a phase.
No. If your child is wiping poop on the walls, then you stay home during that phase. You're not a babysitter to deal with that. Right. Oh my gosh.
It's his artistic period. He's just experimenting. It's Renaissance.
Oh, nasty. Hey, I mean, they have to test kids with IQ points on that.
Hey, Michelle.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I was about 15 years old and babysitting for a lady that I absolutely adored. She had one son. A girlfriend was actually with me at the time. And the next, after they came home and I get home the next day, she comes knocking on my door and accuses me of stealing jewelry from her house.
Oh, no.
You are.
Mm-mm. No. And so, unfortunately, my boyfriend had also stopped by and the little boy had thrown up on him. So he had actually gone inside the house to wipe the yak off his shirt and stuff.
Right.
So he had to go to court as well.
Oh, no.
So I was 15 years old. I got read my rights. They were going to arrest me. I had to go to court. I was proven innocent because I absolutely did not take her jewelry and would have never done that.
Mm-hmm. You said you had a friend with you and your boyfriend. Did they, either
of
them?
They had to go to court. They had to testify as far as what they were doing in the house and so on and so forth, and it was absolutely horrible.
And nobody was found guilty?
Nobody was found guilty. Have no idea what happened to her jewelry, but I obviously did not get any more babysitting jobs in the neighborhood after that.
All right, thanks for the call, Michelle.
Yep.
All right, we got to hear Jen Hobby's story, but I want to make sure. Hey, Melissa.
Hi, Jeff.
Can you hang on?
Sure.
Okay, because we want to hear the story about the 8-year-old chasing you with the knife.
Yeah, it's fabulous.
Okay.
And you would appreciate it. It was for Bon Jovi tickets. It's the only reason I babysat.
Nice. All right, good. Hold on. And then, so we've got chased, and then, hey, Laura?
Yeah.
Can you hold on so we can hear the story about getting chased around with golf clubs?
Sure.
Okay, cool.
Oh my God, these poor women.
Hey, Anna?
Yeah.
Can you hold on because we want to hear the story about the girl sneaking outside and getting stuck in a tree in her underwear?
No problem.
Hold on. All right, my God.
Well, I don't think that mine's nearly as entertaining. I mean, I had a couple different situations babysitting, but it was never with the kids being bad. It was with the parents because I was there. It was their night to go out and get hammered.
Right.
So one time I had to call my mom to come and get me because the dad who wanted to drive me home was so wasted. I didn't want to get into the car with him. And then I definitely had a dad hit on me on the way home.
So how does that happen? Like, you're in the front seat? Like,
it was just being...
Is it like it is in the movies, like, where, like, you're kind of sitting in the front seat, like, on your hands, just looking straight ahead?
Yes.
And there's a guy, because I'm assuming that most babysitters are hired by the mom.
Right.
So you probably don't even know him that well.
Right. And then when the mom gets home, she wants to get out of the, you know, high heels and the fancy clothes that she went out in and check on the kids or whatever. So it's like, oh, honey, you drive her home.
And he's got his tie loosened, and he smells a little bit of alcohol.
Yes.
And what's he doing?
It's just, it was, he didn't like go in to kiss me or anything like that, but it was like the touching of the shoulders and the rubbing of the neck and the car and, you know, the touching of the hand and the, you know, we'll have to have you come back over and everything else. And it was just like, could not wait to get out of the car.
And you're like, ew.
I was just like, thanks, bye, go run.
Right.
And sometimes they wouldn't like pay you till the end of it too. So you don't want to be like, you know, like he would keep you in the car, like, you know, even you get back to your house or whatever. And he's like still like talking and doing this like slurry flirting thing while he's like trying to figure out how much money he owes you. And that's awful.
Good times. Very good times. Hey, Laura.
Yep.
You, a kid in a golf club.
That's right. I used to babysit for the people that lived across the street from me on a pretty regular basis when I was younger. And, you know, typical parents went out, whatever, went over to babysit. And this kid was just a kid from hell and went out to the garage, got one of his dad's golf clubs and started to try and chase me around the house with this. And it was so bad that I ended up having to lock him in the garage, lock myself in the house, and call my dad from across the street to come over and get him because I was really afraid he was just going to hit me in the head.
Well, at least a golf club is tough to swing in a house. If the kid's chasing you with a knife, like you did to Melissa, then it's much easier to inflict injury.
Yes, it's true.
Go ahead. Let's hear the story.
Okay. I was probably about 10 or 11, and I was babysitting over Christmas break. And we had a list of chores that we had to do, and the kids were probably like 8 and 7. And so the little boy wanted to watch a movie, and I told him after the movie was over, we were doing chores. So he said, okay, fine. So the movie goes off, I turn off the TV, and he proceeds to throw a temper tantrum and picks up a knife and chases me and his little sister into a living room and locks us in the living room. Because we lived overseas, and all the rooms have doors overseas with skeleton keys. So he locks us in the living room, and he's like shoving the knife underneath the door, kicking and screaming on the door because he's mad that we turned off the TV.
Dude,
What is that little kid doing now?
Life
sadly,
sentence.
Sadly, I think he's he works for an electronics department. I think.
So he did grow up to be fairly normal, other than trying to stab the babysitter.
He did. He grew up to be normal, and his sister ended up turning out to be crazy.
Having nightmares about her brother chasing her with a knife might do it. I don't know.
Hey, yeah, Anna, you'll be the last phone call.
Okay, so I was babysitting this 5-year-old little girl. We were inside the house, and she proceeded to go outside by herself, and I said, I'll follow you in a minute. I'm just going to get some drinks. She goes outside, and then I'm looking for her, can't find her anywhere, and then I hear her at first laughing, then second, she's like, help, help, and I'm looking around all over the place. I can't find her, and so finally, after about 35 minutes, maybe 40 minutes, I'm like going closer because it was on a farm, so there were like trees everywhere. So I'm going around, and then I finally look up because hear the voice, and she's hanging from her underwear off of a tree branch.
Oh, God.
So I have to, like huge wedgie, and so I have to go up the tree and then try to get her down. And then the worst part is, like, her parents come home, and she didn't want her underwear on, so she was sitting over my lap, and I'm like, it's okay, because, like, it hurt her after, like, being up there for I don't even know how long. Mm-hmm. And so her tush is in the air, and then her parents are like, what's going on? And I'm like, sorry, massive burn from the wedgie.
Yep, you do not want the parents to come home when you've got the kid on your lap with no underwear and burn marks down there.
The chafed booty is not a good sign.
That'll put an end to your babysitting career. Thanks for the call, Anna.
Ain't no problem.
This is The Burt Show. Moro Casino. America's social casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus. Moto Casino. America's social casino. Download the Moto Casino app today.